Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. Today is Thursday. It is my Friday. I am off tomorrow and I am off Monday. I didn't know that. I had to ask my boss. I go, hey, what are our hours on Friday? And he goes, we're off. And he came to my vehicle yesterday before I left. And he said, most of the drivers know, you know, ahead of time, that's the first thing they mark off is their days off. And I looked at him and I'm dedicated, I'm devoted, and I want to work. He goes, I'll appreciate it. I'd feel bad, though, if you came here and drove all the way here. I'm like, hey, not a problem. I'm sure I'd have heard about it today when somebody would have said, well, have a good weekend. One of the little shidrins. And that's funny, Mac. Thanks for liking the way. In certain neighborhoods here in my fair city, they say shidrins. A fixin, a finna, go pick up my shidrins from the school. Yep. Anyway, there's a lot going on that I have in my head that I kind of want to share, but I don't know if I'll have enough time or even if I'll share it all. First off, I was listening to Simon this morning talking about Audio Boom, and Ernie had posted something about VoiceBo, and I don't mean to be a smartass or anything, but the newness wore off, and I knew the honeymoon phase is only a matter of time, and then the next time Audio Boom does something that we all don't like, and then we go over there again, the honeymoon phase will even be shorter than it was this time. I know there are some people that are still over there actively using VoiceBo. I'm trying to think the last time I talked to Brett. It's been a while. Years or more? I know it was a nice day when he called. but anyway, there's just something about VoiceBo. As much as you try to use it, excuse me, I don't know why I am so tired today. And it's funny because last week I was on vacation and every day I was up early. I was up like at 5 o'clock, 5:30, thinking, why? I can sleep in. And I knew this was going to happen, that I would just be exhausted the next week. Why is that? Why is your body saying, you know, I don't want to go to work and I just want to stay in bed? Maybe it's because it's raining out? I don't know. And then I put on my wellies because where I work, it's all a gravel parking lot, and where all the vehicles sit. And if you've ever experienced gravel with snow, it's a sheet of ice. In the spring, it's a swimming pool. I mean, it's just, so I had my wellies on, and I don't like the way my wellies slap me in the back of my leg because they make noises. Don't like it, not at all. Anyway, but anyway, what was it? Oh, VoiceBo. As much as you know, we want to try and use it, I don't know. There's something about it that just, I've been locked out a couple times. It's just, it's too many little tiny glitches for me versus one big obstacle. I'm kind of used to, you know, people, I don't know, not listening. I don't know. But there are several other platforms out there. The only thing is, like Simon said, it's all about community and not having the comment option, excuse me, in the app itself. I was trying to think how many apps I've used or how many thingies I've used that you just don't have the good options. So to me, one big annoyance, you know, and since you can override that with thank you, Ruth, for doing the for the equation, whatever, whatever, so that people could listen. Greatly appreciated. And you just tell your people, hey, click on this link, not the one that says Audio Boom, listen. You know? And I know it is a big pain in the ass for some people, like Paul. I heard that yesterday, or whenever he posted it. And that's a tough one, really. And what else? Tomorrow's Good Friday. And my beloved asked me, are we going to church on Sunday? And I laughed at him. I'm like, are you kidding? He goes, no, I'm serious. I'm like, oh, you hypocrite. You want to go on Easter Sunday, but you can't go Christmas. You can't go any other time of the year. You have to go Easter Sunday. What a hypocrite. I don't like those people. Stay home. Be hungover like the rest of society. Easter Sunday, this Easter holiday never really was a big deal to me. Usually my birthday and Easter were not too far apart, but they are a little bit apart. A couple weeks, anyway. You know, for those that do believe in Jesus Christ and are Christians, and my belief after my accident changed a lot. You know, when you're in a life or death, a traumatic accident, it changes your perspective. But then I got angry with God, and now I'm acting like a spoiled brat. He's my father, so to speak. And he knows how I am. So it's basically a battle of the wills. To see who does what first. It'll probably be him. But because I am stubborn. Nah. But I believe that your sole purpose in being is to worship your God. And once you know the true... The experience, and once you know what he's done, to me it's like Amway, or it's like, you know, you're a salesman. Hey, look at what this dude Jesus Christ did for me, and if you buy stock into this company, you'll be able to get this too. It'll be there for you, and you can be a part of something humongous. Yeah, because don't you even get crowns of jewels when you go to heaven? I've heard that somewhere. I didn't read it in the Bible anywhere that I remember. You know, it's kind of like incentive for each soul that you convert. But that's your sole purpose in being, is to spread that good news and to be an example. And it always amazes me how Christians are the first one to pick up the biggest rock and throw it at somebody. Like, you know, the homosexuals. Dude, as a Christian, you should be on your hands and knees praying to God that the scales that blind these individuals will be removed, will be fallen off of their eyes so that they can see the true light and blah, blah, blah of Jesus Christ. As opposed to, you know, going, oh, it's an abomination. Yeah, we all know it's an abomination. But, you know, hey, you get more, what is it, bees with honey than you do with vinegar, something like that. To be an example. And he died. What? Solely for our pathetic little being. We're just a little grain of sand on the beach of life. And how are you going to affect the beach in a positive manner? Anyway, I'm running out of time. And those are the thoughts that were swirling around in my brain as I'm driving off to corn country in the rain. Thanks for listening, guys. Laterness.